I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. The artist, musician, and record collector Robert Crumb is an icon of the American counterculture. The father of the underground comic movement, Crumb's also used his pen and ink drawing style in books and album covers to satirize contemporary American life. Crumb's love of the intimate ideal of rural village life also led him to collect old 78s, recordings that stimulated his visual imagination and portraits of jazz, blues, and country musicians from the 1920s onward. Our conversation with R. Crumb began with early memories of music.
My mother used to tell this story that when I was really little, like 3 years old, I would sit on this rocking chair on the front porch, and she had this old radio that she'd put on the windowsill and play, this is in Philadelphia, play polka music. And I would rock this rocking chair furiously in time with this polka music. She said I really loved polka music. And then, I don't know, the 50s, the early 50s, late 40s, was a pretty bleak period for middle-class white America as far as music goes. And my parents were not particularly interested in, less than the most popular mainstream music, like country western or rhythm and blues or even polka music per se. They listened to Vaughn Monroe and Perry Como and Rosemary Clooney. It's my mother, that's what she liked to listen to, that kind of mainstream stuff. I remember my mother would be like cleaning the house and had the radio on, and this music was so dreary and depressing to me.
But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There I said it again.
And then I started hearing old music in cartoons on TV and Laurel and Hardy and all that stuff, which had this music that was so appealing to me. I don't know why, it really appealed to me. Much later, I found out that the Hal Roach themes that were so appealing as a kid were all written and orchestrated and recorded by a man named Leroy Shield, who's really an unsung hero of American music. He's a great composer. Those Hal Roach themes are wonderful, and I still love them. And then about the time I was 16, 17, I was always looking in secondhand shops for old comics and stuff. You know, I was already into that collecting thing. I was such a compulsive collector. And I started noticing there were 78s, piles of them in these secondhand shops.
It was old media at that point.
It was right at the end of the 78 era. 78s were phasing out in 58, 59, 60, just about the time I discovered them. And one time out of curiosity, I remember I bought this 78. They were very cheap, 10 cents. And I brought it home, and it was called Down in the Cemetery by a singer named Billy Bird. Part of the reason I bought it is because I was just attracted to the label design. It was this old-fashioned, obviously from the 20s label. And the music was so exotic and strange to me, Down in the Cemetery. And I listened to it a couple of times, and I put it in this box under my bed with all my comics and stuff, and it got broken.
I was going to ask you if it was here on this great wall of 78s.
Well, actually, I just got another copy in the last few months.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you think we could hear it at some point?
Down in the Cemetery by Billy Bird, yeah. Sure, I'll play it.
I'm going to talk about this cemetery. Ain't going to talk no more. Then I went to the cemetery, looked at my baby's face. And I went to the cemetery, looked at my baby's face. Said, I love you, baby, but I sure can't take your place.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.